Hi, I'm Matthew. My co-hosts, Brianna, Michael, Paul, and I have found life beyond Mormonism to be brighter than we were told it would be. Join us for discussions about our journeys from Mormon to Jesus.
I'm Brianna from the Outer Brightness Podcast. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
So will your pastor be put in handcuffs and put in jail for preaching the gospel? Will entire Christian institutions be shut down? Is the Bible hate speech? This was the case in Nazi Germany not a century ago. And a man of God has stepped up in such a time as this, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, to write a book, We Will Not Remain Silent. Dr. Lutzer.
I'm so glad to be with you, Stu. And the reason that I feel so deeply about this book is I began to realize that the radical left in America does not believe that America can be fixed. It has to be destroyed and rebuilt. Cultural Marxism says we can bring about Marxism incrementally if we capture law, if we capture education, and if we capture the media and vote for the right people. It can be brought in without a bloody revolution like Russia and China saw. Now, here's the point. In the book, We Will Not Be Silenced, what I do is I show that this explains the vilification of our history. History has to be destroyed. You know, Schlesinger, who was a confidant of President Kennedy, said that history is to a nation what memory is to a person. If a person loses his memory, Stu, you and I know he becomes whatever people say he is. Then I apply it to race. Saul Alinsky, a Marxist, realized that you could use the whole concept of oppression and apply it to race to divide people into oppressors and the oppressed. And by the way, it's time for the oppressed to speak, and the oppressors should keep their mouth shut. So even the issues of freedom of speech have to do that. And one other thing, actually two other things, and that has to do with the whole issue of propaganda. In the book, I show that the purpose of propaganda is to so shape people's view of reality that even when confronted with a mountain of evidence, they will not change their minds. And I show how this is done with the use of language, with cultural demonization, and so forth. And the rest of the book has to do with the sexualization of children. One of the longest chapters is on socialism. But maybe the final chapter is the most important. The words of Jesus to the church at Sardis, strengthen what remains. I wrote this book not to reclaim the culture, but to reclaim the church. That's why each chapter has the response of the church.
The foreword written by Dr. David Jeremiah, who said in the foreword, this is one of the arguably one of the most important books he's ever not only endorsed, but read. Dr. Lutzer, we are in such a time as this broadcast may be censored one day. We may be put in jail if they're claiming the current administration believes the Bible's hate speech. They're lawyered up. We have no idea, people listening, that there is a litigious action right now underway to shut Christians up. All we're doing is inviting people to follow and to receive the love of God. We're quoting John 3:16, and that could be a high crime.
It really could. And, you know, not to scare people necessarily, but remember George Orwell's story about the wasp. He said that a wasp landed on his plate, and he did a very cruel thing. He cut it in half with a knife. The wasp continued to eat the jam. Only when he began to try to fly did he realize the trouble he was in. It seems as if, Stu, we are in so much trouble. But here's the point. God has brought us to this moment. He's equipped us for this moment. We have to learn from both church history and the Bible that the church has always been an island of righteousness and a sea of paganism. We need to be willing to stand against this culture, take the heat, and consider it to be a badge of honor.
Well, now, where we are right now is on the floor of the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. This is up. The exhibit hall is below. It's a little less loud and clamorous up here, Dr. Lutzer. We bumped into you. We've been postponing connecting on this interview about your amazing new book for some time. So we said, thanks to my buddy Ryan here and my nephew Wilson, right here, right now. And then you stopped because this is such an urgent message. What's the wake-up call to people listening? Practically, how do they get your book, title of the book, website, all that stuff? And what's the wake-up call you want to send? What's the clarion call?
First of all, with regard to the book, we will not be silenced. They can, of course, go to Amazon. They can go to christianbook.com. If they want to know more about my personal ministry, they can go to moodymedia.org and find sermons and blogs and so forth. But here's the wake-up call. I say with my heart to American Christians, the Church of Jesus Christ was not built even on our wonderful Constitution. It was built on Jesus, and we're going to have to relearn the lessons of the early church that we are up against a formidable foe. And you know what, Stu? Bottom line, we don't even need freedom of religion to be faithful. Just ask the martyrs. They were faithful without freedom of religion. So if all the things that you have just mentioned come to pass, and it certainly seems that way, at the end of the day, the question is, will we suffer for Christ gladly? When Niemöller was in Germany and he confronted Hitler, people turned against him, and then they said these words, "What do you think the church looks like here on earth?" And Niemöller says, "I don't care what the church looks like on earth, I care about what the church looks like in heaven." And that's the new perspective that we're going to have as Americans.
The book is We Cannot Remain Silent. The author is Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He's written a bunch of books. I tell you, Hitler's Cross was one of my favorites, how the subtleties of Hitler. He came into the church, co-opted the church. So many churches today are woke. They're not speaking out against the evils of abortion and the sins of the land. They're not proclaiming the pure gospel. They're grafting in all this critical race theory nonsense, which is some of the most racist stuff out there, Dr. Lutzer, if we're honest.
You know, Stu, I want to just speak to this. When somebody says social justice is a gospel issue, I have no clue what they mean. I hope they don't mean what it seems as if they mean, as if social gospel is actually the gospel, or that you have to believe in social justice to be saved. Maybe they believe that it's the fruit of the gospel, but even then we have to have a discussion, the difference between social justice and biblical justice. I say in the book that when you're given a box with a label, you have to open the box and find out what in the world's in it. What you find in social justice is sexual radicalism, socialism, all kinds of other issues. So what we need to do is to be discerning. And here's the bottom line now. Let us remember that the gospel is not what we can do for Jesus, but what Jesus has done for us. And that's the message that has to be guarded.
So check him out, Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He's one of the favorites on so many outlets that carry this program, Truth Talk. And he's a regular on Truth Talk. I listen to you almost every day, Dr. Lutzer. Thank you for being a ministry of blessing. Thank you for speaking the truth. And thank you for speaking on behalf of the hundreds of thousands of believers who are in prison right now being beaten, tortured. Today, while we're speaking, a Christian will get their head cut off because they love Jesus, because they own a Bible. So we really need to wake up.
We really do. And that's why Jesus said to the church in Sardis, "Wake up, strengthen what remains." And if you get a copy of my book, you'll find in that chapter what I think Jesus might say to the American church today.
The title of the book, one more time for everyone just to hear loud and clear.
We Will Not Be Silenced.
By Dr. Erwin Lutzer, longtime friend, mentor. God bless you, sir. And the problem with old age is what you told me one time, the problem with getting old or whatever?
It's not a problem. One of the blessings of old age is it doesn't last very long.
And on that note, we bid you adieu. God bless you, Dr. Lutzer. Amen. What a treat. TruthTalk.com. Stu Epperson, follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I'll put a picture of myself here with Dr. Lutzer standing. And dial in, read it up for yourself, and really pray as you send your kids in to be educated about sending them somewhere, like Psalm 1 says, not to sit at the feet of the ungodly, but to sit at the feet of godly counselors, and to delight in the law of the Lord and let the Word of God inform their minds. And that starts, of course, in the home. That starts, of course, with each of us individually devouring God's Word, reading God's Word, studying it, memorizing it, and sharing it with a lost world that needs to hear God's Word.
This is the Truth Network.